Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Mark Keating, Director of Technology and Alliance Strategy. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Mark, tell us a little bit about what you do at ClearSky.
So I've been with ClearSky Data since actually before the A round of funding. I was an advisor to the company when we were going through our first round of funding process. And since then, I've done everything from run the sales engineering team to head up our alliance and strategy programs, which is forming technology partnerships with other companies, do a lot of long-term roadmap planning, do some product management, and sometimes chief cook, bottle washer, cleaning the dishes, all that sort
of
thing. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Describe a little bit about your flagship product.
So we have what we call our ClearSky Global Storage Network. And that is a managed service that we deliver to our end-user customers. What it does is it provides all the benefits of primary on-premise storage, disaster recovery, and backups all rolled into a single service. And so for our customers, the big things you get out of that is you get the ability to not have to plan for capacity, so you get things like capacity on demand, and you also get the ability to access your data from different locations without having to pay anything extra. So if you think about having a customer with multiple different sites, so a large enterprise customer, in fact, we have Partners Healthcare as a big announced customer that's doing this, and they have two sites here in the Boston metro area, and they are taking their data that they're putting and storing with us, and they're able to access it from two different locations without having to do anything extra, plan for it, pay anything extra. It just kind of comes along with the service.
They call that storage elasticity or cloud elasticity, right?
We do. And that gives you the ability to, whenever you want storage, you simply push a button and more storage is available. So as opposed to having to buy a huge chunk of capacity up front and plan for it and hope you guessed right, and if not, then you got to go back for another CapEx purchase. With us, you just simply use more and we just increase your bill. So what we do under the covers is we make lots of copies of your data and we store them in a bunch of different places. The ultimate copy from a DR perspective and from a redundancy perspective, we do leverage either private on-premise clouds or public clouds. So we have the capability to use both. Some customers, who don't want their data in the public cloud, we can use a private object store. Or for most of our customers who are okay with it, we do use either Amazon or Google or whatever public cloud we tend to use on the back end.
What are you seeing in this market? Are there dynamics happening? What's some trends that our listeners might be interested in hearing about?
There's a couple of two top ones that we tend to see that bubble up regularly. One has to do with data mobility, and that is a trend where, look at the Amazon and VMware announcement if you want to see what really the biggest example of this in the marketplace, right? Where you have the capability to blend your on-premise environment with a public cloud environment. But one of the difficult pieces of that is actually taking a workload, any workload, whether it's VMware or not, and moving that workload to use compute resources that are in the cloud. That topic has come up a number of times over a number of years, and one of the main driving forces behind that alliance and a whole subset of technologies that go along with it is to enable you to do that, that mobility of a workload. That's a big topic we're seeing, and it's hard because on-premise stuff is very different than how cloud-based stuff works. The other thing that really comes up is disaster recovery as a service, where people want to be able to have DR. DR is an insurance policy, right?
It's disaster recovery, right?
Yeah. So what you end up doing is you have your data. You create data, which is your applications and whatever else you have internally. Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you build layers of insurance around that data in the event something goes wrong with the hardware or the network or a power outage or whatever it is, right? So the other big theme we're seeing is how do I make that either a lot easier, a lot more cost-effective, and how do I make it work in the world of this hybrid cloud and then add on mobility so I can choose if, for whatever reason, right, I have better services in the cloud or it's cheaper to do it on-premise or I have security requirements. I want to be able to put my workloads wherever they need to be.
Now, there's a lot of companies in this segment. How do you guys differentiate?
A lot of companies that are in this segment, they offer one of those solutions. Either they'll solve a piece of the mobility challenge by replicating data. They'll solve the capability to do disaster recovery, for example. There are many, many companies that will do DR as a service, will let you, convert things and use them in the public cloud. And there are many companies that will sell you primary on-premise storage or backup systems. What we've done and the big differentiation is we've taken all of those things and wrap them into a single managed service for which we charge you for the amount of storage that you use. So the biggest differentiator is I can give you all of those things. It's a single service. You don't have to do anything extra, and you get all the benefits we talked about before of elasticity, security, and performance of on-premise.
Now, you advertise unlimited machine data analytics. Describe that a little bit for us.
Think of Splunk or Elasticsearch or any of those from a brand name perspective, right? What those do is those typically are applications that will gather logging information from any one of a number of sources. So say, for example, you're running an e-commerce website and you want to make sure that all of your transactions are happening and that all of your infrastructure is running and all of that. If you want to do that in an automated fashion, you would have those infrastructure pieces send you logs under the covers. And if you want to know how your financial systems are running and all of your other things, you want to find a way to automate that in today's world. You know, so machine data analytics is all about the concept of taking the output of files and giving you graphical representations and logging systems and event notifications when things happen that aren't within parameters that you want. So that way a person can then spend their time looking at events and responding rather than having to dig through manually all the time and might miss something.
ClearSky recently joined the Intel Storage Builders program. Describe how that relationship's been going and why you chose to join it now.
We use Intel in more or less everything that we do. So there are different parts of our service under the covers that we're using Intel chips, both in the on-premise component of our service and inside of parts of our network. There are security features in there, and there are performance features that we're leveraging from a perspective of how we deliver our service that make it work really well. And so when we started out, we were looking at that program, and as we continued to grow our service, we realized that by partnering with Intel, we could develop faster. And so that's really helped us out from the perspective of, you know, gaining some insight, and that's why we joined the program.
This is great information. I'm sure you've piqued the interest of some of our listeners. One final question is, where can people go to learn more about your company, ClearSky?
Every week we're doing a live weekly webcast. It happens to be Thursday at 1 o'clock East Coast time and 10 a.m. on the West Coast. So you can come right into clearskydata.com, click the register for the webcast link, and you can certainly ask questions live, and we'll take it from there.
Well, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Good luck to ClearSky.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.